This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Political analysis the last few months I've been having him on, so I thought, why not get him in studio today? So he drove down here last night from Dallas. He's coming in for the rest of the hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. We're going to get to all your calls. Now, that was a really scary caller we had last segment, but that's really what this is. Everything else was a beta test. Everything else was just preparation. The whole media, the corporations, Hollywood, foreign governments, the big banks. And there are loyalists in the military and a lot of the police and general citizens, but we are outnumbered in the power structure. And as long as we're killing each other in the streets with these idiot low-level commies, the enemy's going to win. I'm not calling for any offensive violence. I'm just saying that Trump needs to go after the leadership of these operations. And instead, you've got the FBI running around indicting Steve Bannon over keeping money, a few $100,000 for the wall. And I don't even like Steve Bannon, but this is a joke, folks. This is a joke. Hillary steals billions of dollars from her foundation. Nothing's happening to her. Only because Bannon worked with Trump, even though Bannon worked to bring globalists in on Trump, was a double dealer, he still is burned for this. These people are just horrible. And people are going to decide the federal government which side they're on. And all of the smug Ivy League idiots that are bringing this evil in, you're all going to be removed by the globalists when they take power. They're going to totally change the Justice Department. None of the traitors are even going to be kept there. They're going to be even worse people. And you look at Peter Strzok and the arrogance he has in those videos, the testimony, these are crazy people. That they really fundamentally hate this country. And God help us, that's all I can say. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenny in Ohio. Kenny, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Well, first of all, I want to say that you're speaking on being prepared for people and get guns and ammunition. I sell guns. There's no guns and ammunition to be had. Everybody, the time to get it has already been passed. I mean, stuff is matriculating in, but it's pretty much over.
Well, you can go, you can get a shotgun and you can get a shotgun. You can get shotgun shells. You can get a deer rifle and a three-power scope. I mean, all you need to do is get something basic.
But even the basic stuff is gone. I mean, defensive shotguns, forget about it. Pistols, rifles, 5.56 ammunition, all gone. I mean, you say that there, you know, people get deer rifles, but people don't know the difference. I mean, they're not going to know. But being prepared for that, the good stuff, the double-aught buck, I mean, it's hardly coming in. Ammunition is going to be back until probably about, looking about February or March. A lot of preparedness for getting ammunition in bulk and being able to train and use it is kind of past right now.
Well, we're all doomed then. No, seriously, I mean, anybody can take a shotgun out in the backyard and in the country learn it, and shoot coffee cans at 20 yards and learn how to shoot in 5 minutes. I mean, it's pretty. And that's why women are taught to be scared of guns. And I can take any woman out of Hollywood, anywhere out. Mike Judge has done this with me quite a few times. And these women are shooting bullseye at 100 yards, you know, with a M4 in like 3 minutes. But I hear you that there are supply problems and all the rest of it. Do you have a take on the Civil War and what's coming next?
Yeah, it's coming. It's already here. I mean, you see it all the time. But now you're going to be deterred to even defend yourself, especially in the leftist cities, if this stuff keeps happening where you defend yourself and you actually shoot somebody.
Sure. Well, it's better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Exactly.
So anybody tries to break in my house or attack me, I'm going to defend myself. So that's that. And believe me, all I'm saying is they want to send their hordes of welfare zombies and meth head devil worshippers out and just overwhelm and bring things down while the globalists sit in their warrens. And all I'm saying is that why is anybody going to put up with this? I mean, that's all I'm saying. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. We're 2 minutes to midnight, folks. People better get prepared. I'm talking about storable food. We have it. We can get it to you now. It's still time to get it to you before everything hits. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now. Catch 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2, that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away.
So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
All right, we've been having Ali Alexander on quite a bit in the last month. He's really been on fire with his analysis. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll check you with your phone calls, Michael, Jeff, Joe, Simi, Chris, Brian, Corey, and others. When we do go to calls next, it'll be at the bottom of the hour, so please hold. Joe will be first in Wisconsin. He says we're going into total UN control, and that's what the Strong Cities Initiative is, of having the police demonized, the whole government demonized, and then the UN comes in through the Justice Department and takes control. That was an official program Obama launched the last 2 years of his presidency. Now the UN tells us what to do with our medical stuff. Now the UN is in control of what medical doctors can say about COVID-19. We're under world government. Now, the head of the World Health Organization said 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you must not have vaccine nationalism. If a country tries to refuse the vaccine, they should be blockaded. They should be put under sanctions, just like they're Iran or something. So this is very dangerous. You wake up, you're in the world government. Political analyst Ali Alexander is here with us, riding shotgun. Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Don't forget weeknights now. 7 to 9, commercial light. There's only 6 minutes of ads for local stations. We don't have any commercials. We have Election Countdown, Taking Back America with Deanna Lorraine, myself, Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, Harrison Smith, and others. Deanna Lorraine did a great job the last 2 nights. She's going back to California to get her stuff. She's moving here to be part of the team, at least through into after the election in February or so, because it's going to be crazy right through February, right after January and the inauguration. And now Hillary has come out and made incredibly draconian statements. We're going to play that again in a moment, saying that they're going to contest the election no matter what. They know they're going to lose. This is so incredibly dangerous. I cannot describe it. And that they're then going to use that to have the blue cities and states secede. Exactly what Ali Alexander was on with us 3 weeks ago, warning of. Now it's out in the open. But I wanted to play that George Soros clip of him on NPR and 60 Minutes, saying the most exhilarating time of his life was under Nazi occupation, when he was helping go around as a 14-year-old Jew and finding where Jews were hidden. So he's why that we go find Anne Frank's. The Nazis called those bloodhounds. And they liked to use teenagers that didn't look threatening. They could figure out where things were. They could talk to other Jews and find out. And then they would also suck the money out of the Jews for a while, saying they'd protect them. And then finally, once they got all their money, they'd call the Nazis. The Nazis would come take them. So he's one of the most horrible people ever. That's why he funds revolutions. That's why he wants to have one here. He said it's the happiest time of his life, robbing Jews, sending them to death camps in Eastern Europe. Now, you just heard him say that. So you ask, why does he do it? Well, it was exhilarating. He was with his father, Satan. And they're doing all of this. So, Ali Alexander, I thought that clip, we haven't played that probably in 2 years, was very, very pertinent for this time to understand one of the main guys funding all this loves it. He's going back to his childhood.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And Alex Soros, his son, was actually running his fund 2 years ago. George Soros took back control of that fund. It was an unprecedented move for a family office. And Alex Soros was pushing Kamala Harris for the VP pick. And they're funding the Black Lives Matter riots and the bailout funds, and this is kind of a Soros-controlled election right now.
Imagine if you said, or I said, the happiest time of my life was rounding up Jews. If I didn't do it, somebody else would. That sociopathic statement. Well,
right.
I mean, if I didn't work with the Nazis, no, if you got up and fought them, they would have got their ass kicked. If somebody said, hey, we're going to kill you if you don't help round up, say, Chinese people or black people or white people, I'd say, I'm going to fight you. But not him, and he didn't just do it. He said he loved it.
He loved it, and it showed that the commodity he was most interested in was actually power. Money is a pathway to power, and then he just compounds it to build more money, to build more power, and it's all about his agenda. This guy does not want to die. I say, Alex, we're at war with the people who claim that they want a quality of life. These depopulators, the Bill Gates, they want to depopulate the earth and then raise the quality of life for those left.
Well, that's right. In fact, they say they want a neo-feudalistic thing where they have giant million-acre ranches with all these clones for organs and all the high tech, but that they reduce us down to a manageable 500 million. That's official UN doctrine.
Yeah, and you have to wonder. You know, they say we're going to top off at 10 billion. We'll come back down to 7 billion. And, you know, biblical prophecy says that a third of the world is going to die in some tragedy. That's Revelation. So you really have to wonder, how close are we?
I totally agree. What do you want to cover while you're here with us today? You're going to be on with the War Room tonight. I'd love it if you want to do even more. Come on with the nighttime show as well. What are the topics you want to hit?
Yeah, I think that we got to talk about Trump's pathway to victory. I think that, you know, we talked about this the other day, but when Trump leans into the message that your viewers want to hear, when he leans into the message that MAGA Twitter wants to hear, he wins. He's turned around in the Rust Belt. He's turned around in the Midwest. I think he's now 2 points ahead inside of.
And just a month ago, we were saying he's got to get hardcore again. He did it.
Yeah. And, you know, people said we were crazy. People were saying, oh, you know, Mike Cernovich is a downer. Ollie Alexander is a downer. Alex Jones is a downer. Well, Trump was actually 5 or 6 points down, and people didn't believe it. When we saw the men tick up in the poll, when we saw Christians tick up in the poll, he's back and fighting. And so now, you know, Trump is headed for an electoral victory, but he can really actually push this into a landslide if he decides to run against the riots.
Absolutely. And it's not about us saying we were right. We know the right thing to do. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding
on. Allie Alexander had been on the show quite a bit during the last election, a little bit after. He was a good guest, smart, but kind of mainline Republican Party, populist. You know, I mean, I'd say cutting edge Republican Party, but still pretty establishment for us. But then started seeing you a few months ago in interviews. You were on fire, saying stuff more eloquent than I would say, and really cutting to the heart. What happened? And then you were just going off about world government and Tower of Babel and why they won it, and it was really first-rate intel. So how did you change?
New Year's happened. New Year's, I was with somebody who is very spiritual and somebody who looked to me for advice, and I wasn't attending church. It'd been a decade since I regularly attended church. You know, right after high school, I had actually gone to Bible college, so I'd been away for a while. And I thought, well, if I'm not edifying myself properly, how am I going to edify this guy? And this guy's edifying, you know, hundreds of millions of people. And I said, okay, I came back to Texas, started going back to church, and then the pandemic hit. And it felt like an indictment on the church. It felt like an indictment on conservatives. It felt like an indictment on Republicans. I was like, okay, these are enemies, but maybe there's something I'm missing. And when I did this deep dive into, you know, some touchy issues, Freemasonry and its war with the Catholic Church, I discovered that, wow, all of these events that we talk about in a political sense, you could actually, there's a spiritual war going on, and there's more than a spiritual war.
So you never left God, but you kind of got busy and forgot a little bit, but now you're standing closer to the fire. It's the spirit of evil so strong, the spirit of good is strong again, and you just got back with God.
Yeah, we need to talk about the temporal history of the metaphysical things. You know, church, you know, the Catholics believe that Mass, you know, and we evangelicals just call it church, you know, on Sunday, the Sabbath, is a sacrament, and that it keeps a portal to hell closed. And, you know, the Catholics have a prophecy about the restrainer.
And the Satanists are everywhere burning churches all over the world right now, and they get caught. They go, oh, Satan told me to do it.
Right. And
because Satan can't come and give me power till I do it.
Right, exactly. So the demons are roaming while Satan is bound. And he has his servants, and they call themselves servants of light, right? The Bible warns of this in Matthew and in Mark and in Revelation. So we have to watch out when people use this obscure language in darkness and light and darkness and light, because it might not be Jesus Christ light. And so, I mean, I don't want to get super religious or super spiritual.
Sure, but the devil masquerades as an angel of light.
Exactly. That's his old title, Alex, right? He was Lucifer.
Lightbearer.
Right. And now he is Satan. And now he is the devil. He's no longer Lucifer. And we shouldn't use those terms interchangeably.
That's right. The devil worshippers and Luciferians, they still say he's Lucifer.
Right. Right.
They still say he has that office. He's not in that office anymore.
Right. And what Lucifer wanted, and a lot of people forget this about his rebellion against God, was Lucifer thought, because he engaged the ego, that he was doing God a favor. He said, you know, let my light, let you be glorified by my light. And he still wanted to serve God, but he wanted to serve him through his ego. And that's when God cast him down to earth and spread this chaos. And, you know, we're living out that history again. And I was like, I can't talk about this with just lockdowns and shutdowns and medicine and masks. I have to say what is happening. We have weak pastors. We have weak Republicans. We don't have real conservatives. And we are suffering because we won't take the truth to the people. That's it. It only takes people who are willing to take the truth to the people for the people to rise up against their oppressors. And then the oppressors will disappear. They're not offering another argument. They're countering our argument. So our argument must be strong.
And there's also that tactic where they launch their attacks and announce their world government and say the UN's in charge and say they're going to get rid of the family. And then we go, hey, we don't want you to do that. And they go, we're not doing that. Right. That's a game of never even respecting us to have a real debate.
Right.
They just move forward and say, we're not assaulting you, like Mars Attacks when the Martians are ray-gunning everybody. And they're running around with a speaker system saying, don't run. We are your friends. And you go, well, why are they doing that while they shoot you? That's a real military tactic from World War I to say, the tanks are your friends. Lay down. Your generals have given up. And even though people knew that wasn't true, some would give up because, well, they're saying the war's over.
Right.
Or they're saying that our generals gave up. It was just disinfo.
It's disinformation. It's propaganda. And what people need to understand is that the other side, because, again, this takes a while to understand. We're not the Democrats are not our enemies. They are people who are our opponents that we need to convert. There are real enemies and they serve Satan, but they are countering our argument. So what we need to understand is that they operate with secrets and then they operate in plain sight. And what they seek to do is invert the world. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago is. What we must do is invert their inversion. What they want in plain sight, we must obliterate and wipe from the face of the earth. And what
exactly. They tell us we can't say man and woman. There aren't just two sexes. We should take down crosses. We shouldn't say the name Jesus Christ. That's not okay. This isn't okay. And they're replacing it all with their iconography.
Right. And it's always the same. The progressives, the Democrats, the communists, the socialists. It's always the same. Replace the mother and the father. With the state. Why? Because then we can't honor our mother and father. And the Bible promises if we honor our mother and our father, we will live long days.
Well, absolutely, because then it passes on the epigenetics. It keeps a tribe together, people that care about something real, people that don't have the families.
We scientifically know this. We scientifically
they fall
know.
Apart. The people that don't have it fall apart. We're not saying you're bad if that happened to you. You just have to understand that the attack on the nuclear family is the attack on the species.
Right, and it sounded so, I guess, cringy. I thought it was cringy when I first got into politics, like, oh, you social conservatives. You're a bunch of wackos. Like, I love Jesus, but you guys are a bunch of wackos. But no, the war on the nuclear family, the war on language by the Marxists, the push for a one world currency, but different languages. You know, we talked about the Tower of Babel, the fact that they don't want us to have a national anthem. They don't want us to have a flag. They don't want us to have the same Pledge of Allegiance. So we'll literally share nothing. We'll share nothing. We won't share language. We won't share skin.
We'll be atomized and alone. Remember what Sean Parker said, formerly headed up Facebook. He said, we designed it to make it addictive and destructive and to manipulate your weaknesses and to make you weaker and weaker and weaker and alone to totally control you. I mean, it's a face sucker, folks. It wants you.
Right. And we must accept. Right. And this is the beautiful part about religion and the beautiful part about God is it's summed up by, OK, well, this is why we're obedient. There are things that work outside of God, but they don't last. So, yes, you can find what feels like happiness in that dopamine hit. Yes, you can find riches inside of doing something horrible like Soros or the Clintons, but you won't find lasting peace. You won't find goodness, and you won't find heaven or the kingdom.
Well, if you look at the Clintons and these servants of Satan, they are horribly unhappy.
They are. And it shows in their face.
I know people that know them behind the scenes. They say that unless they're doing evil, they feel like they're being tortured, nightmares, they're being attacked by demons. It's like Lady Gaga has someone sleep in the room with her.
Yeah.
She says demons are attacking her. And I talked to the former top psychiatrist, the lady that interviews all the people on death row, the serial killers. He said, no, it's really true. None of them are atheists like you hear. They all do this because demons are telling them to, and they only feel alive when they're torturing and murdering and doing bad things. It's like a white light gets all around them, but then they have nightmares that are tortured when they're not doing bad. So they go out and do this because they're literally slaves.
This, folks, is not an exaggeration. As somebody who knows a lot of these closet Christians and conservatives in Hollywood, they are tortured by it, and when we come back, we should talk about Lady Gaga, Marina Abramovic. That's her mentor, and that's the woman who's running a lot of these circles in Hollywood with Satanists.
Let's talk about it when we come back. We're going to take your phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, it's Ali Alexander and Alex Jones. Remember, you can overpower the AI. You can take action. You can spread the links to band.video, Infowars.com, and now another URL I'll tell you about when we come back. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Gooderdammerung in German lore or archetypes is the battle of the gods. Well, the globalists think they're gods. They're not. But they are definitely moving the Antichrist world system into an accelerated takeover mode. World government, digital tracking chips under the skin to buy and sell, all of it being announced, the attack on the family, all of the occultic stuff at football games and the Olympics. And I know you know a lot of folks. You've been a political consultant 13 years. I've seen all the big circles you've been in. You go a lot of places. You were saying, oh, right there, when I brought up Lady Gaga and the demons and evil being at the heart of this, and this Abramovich lady who said, oh, I slander her and I attack her and she was going to sue me, but she decided not to because it'd take too long. I'm not even the one going after the lady. She's the one having all these events, going out and saying on Reddit forums that it is rituals to her.
Yep.
She's the one in the WikiLeaks with all this stuff. She's the one doing this. And then she sits there and says, oh, I'm not into the occult. Well, what's your research show?
What people need to understand is that art is one of the oldest forms of money laundering. When nations fall, they move gold and they hide their funds inside of art. Marina Abramović claims to be a performance artist. This is a woman who actually coaches some of the Hollywood elite. So when Lady Gaga's career was not taking off, she was handed over to Marina Abramović. Marina Abramović made Lady Gaga walk for days through the forest naked, totally destroyed who she was, and then rebuilt, recasted, essentially a satanic ego. And that's the Lady Gaga that we saw come on with house music and all this other type of stuff. And when Lady Gaga then tried to do that opera music, that was her trying to find herself. But no, she's found her way back here. We've seen this with Jessica Simpson. We've seen this with Katy Perry. This happens a lot with these people. But what I will tell you, you know, one day I was in Hollywood, again, can't say where, and this very famous artist was being presented with boards from a marketing company of images that they were pitching for a music video. And one of them involved spirit cooking, and I just thought, this is not normal. You shouldn't present this to this artist. This artist is not into that type of stuff.
For folks who don't know, that's Aleister Crowley, sex magic stuff.
It's really creepy. It made my stomach curl, and I decided there. I said, I mean, I really had a conviction, a crisis of conviction. I was like, okay, I need to say something in this next meeting, and I would rather get kicked out and shown the door than not say something. This is satanic being presented, and that's what they do. They just take these artists, they frenzy them up, and then they subvert their art, or they just totally co-opt them like they did.
That's what Hollywood is about, and that's why it's so empty, is sucking dreams, twisting people's destinies, and making you become fallen. And they're all just a bunch of arrogant crazies that think they're God. And again, I had Hollywood reach out to me, not the bad element of it. You know, Rick Linkletter's a good guy. But then the big Hollywood took me out there, and not just Charlie Sheen. Some of the people.
No. There's a lot of people who watch you. Alex.
Well, I mean, the point is, I got to really see stuff, and they point blank just went, hey, we really do follow Lucifer. And I'm like, what do you think? I'm a Christian? I am a Christian. That shocks me. You're trying to shock me? No, this is real.
Yeah.
So if you're not into that, you probably don't want to go to this party tonight.
Yeah.
And then it happened again and again. It happened to Mark Dice. They were about to give him this big deal.
Wow.
With a major Motley Crue, guy. I guess we don't have to go that far, but I just did it. It was 10 years later. And they get him in this room. It wasn't the Motley Crue guy. And he's just the head of the company, the head of a major reality TV show, the biggest company, okay? They tried to get me to do a show. I knew better. And they offered him the show. And they go, okay, we like the pilot. We want you to just go ahead and pledge yourself to Lucifer.
Yeah.
And Mark's like, you trying to shock me again because I'm a Christian? You know, no, this is real, buddy. So yeah. you want this national show or not? It should be a big hit. And Mark said no.
And what people need to do is when you read this literature, you know, you want to pray up, stay up. But when you read this literature, what you'll find out is that Luciferianism is sold to them as ego. Like, oh, this is self-empowerment. This is about you. You know, whereas Wiccan is about pantheism and the worship.
Exactly. The new movie that came out last year called Hail Satan about the Satanic Church. Oh, it's the Democrats' new operating system. We don't really believe in God. But then by the end of it, we really are Satanists. We're hurting ourselves. They believe in it, folks. It's real.
They really believe in it. And it's really shocking. That's why I said during this pandemic, I took 2.5 months off from all the.
But say that again, because I interrupted you, and I'm the king of that. Start over.
So what people need to understand, going to roll up.
How they sell it. Yeah.
So Luciferianism is sold as self-empowerment. It's sold as humanism, as we would call it in politics or sociology. Whereas Wiccan, if you study anybody who's a Wiccan, considers themselves a witch, they are essentially pantheists. They are people who worship nature. And that's what you see in the UN. That's what you see with the Greta Thunberg, you know, line of things and the Marina Abramović line of things. And then when they sell, the Bill Gates line of things and the scientism line of things, is they are pushing humanism and pantheism to see which the public is going to adopt because they're both rebellions of God.
And then one Gates is meeting with all of them with Jeffrey Epstein behind the scenes.
And he is, because one is the worship of self and the other is worship of God's creation. And both are forbidden in the Bible specifically. And so this isn't a coincidence, folks. This isn't, like people just go around like devil, 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 devil. It's sold to them one way, they get into it, and then they're like, okay, well, it works. Because there is stuff that works. The Bible says that there will be magic and wonders.
Well, it's the God of this world.
Exactly. And that's what we need to understand is, you know, the...
Oh, absolutely. You get into this, you get offered everything. And believe me, they know who to recruit, too.
Yep.
They tried to recruit my dad. They tried to recruit me. I mean, it's because they know. I mean, they know who's up and coming.
They do. They do. And they want to co-opt as many people as they can. They want to go after hurt people or emerging people.
Exactly. They want to go after hurt people and emerging people. So when you're a smart guy. I mean, I'm really impressed. That's why I was telling them a month ago, get Ali Alexander on a lot. I mean, I'm really impressed because you really get it. And most people don't get it. And you know how to just spelt it out.
Right. Or they say it, you know, with all due respect to everybody else, is they say it in a way that sounds unbelievable. But what I really had to do, and that's what I'm wearing.
This is a philosophy of control. It's a philosophy of power that's ancient.
Very, very ancient. It's not, you know, one day we'll have to do a whole special, Alex, maybe after the election, dissecting Jeffrey Epstein's temple and what it means. Like, has anybody wondered, like, what is this obsession, right? If Freemasonry...
Let's do it tomorrow. Do we have an hour open at one again? We'll do an hour tomorrow.
Yeah, but what people need to understand is, like, what's the obsession with Freemasonry? If it was born in Scotland, what's the obsession with Egypt? What's the obsession with Egypt? What was Shakespeare's obsession with Egypt? What was Da Vinci's obsession with Egypt? What is Jay-Z's obsession with Egypt? What is Marina Abramovic's obsession with Egypt? And I'll tell you, Jeffrey Epstein knew. Jeffrey Epstein knew. And that will connect all of these things. And it sounds fantastical. But again, this is what I tell people, Alex, whenever it gets too far down the conversation. Look, you don't have to believe me.
I know. I mean, and they tell us. They believe the Egyptians were in touch with aliens and advanced knowledge.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened with Solomon's Temple. That's where Masonry really began.
Right.
And then when the Masons had to flee one of the nation states or city states in Italy, they ran to Scotland and then set it up there and moved their operations from Italy over to the UK. What's the UK today?
Right. And this is why their calendar is obscured. And this is why they obscured the church's calendar. You got the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar. And then over at the Masons, you have the London Lodge that says, oh, we incorporated in 1717. You have the Scottish that says, oh, we're 13, whatever. It's all confusion about the calendar. And that's why they rely on horoscopes. If we could have the crew bring up the Economist cover of 2017, when it says the year of 2017, all of this stuff is predicted. This is the scariest thing that, you know, you'll ever see. But these tarot cards on the Economist cover of 2017,
sure.
Marina.
Let me just throw this out again. Is the 1 o'clock hour open tomorrow? Fantastic. Thank you. We'll do it tomorrow at 1.
Okay.
But we're going to come back. There it is. World in 2017.
And Marina Abramovic predicted all 8 of these things.
But it's not hard. It's all a plan. She's just reading off a roadmap.
Right. This is their site.
All right. I promise we're going to Joe, Jeff, Michael, Ural, Simi, Chris, Patrick, and Corey before we end this because Paul Watson's taking over. So get ready. Ali Alexander's our guest. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and now censored by Jack.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. the Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, Ali Alexander is a smart guy. I look forward to having him on the war room to actually handicap the election. Look at the electoral map and why the Democrats are so upset. That is going to be coming up in the third hour of the war room today, 5 o'clock central. Please don't forget that they are now blocking all of our links at Twitter. That means it will be everywhere else soon for band.video, where the live feeds are and where all the archives are. And it's just amazing information. So we've launched a new URL that has all the same links, all the same videos, but with different URLs that aren't blocked by Twitter. Then if they block it, we've got a new URL. This is how we get around the censorship. It's how we fight back. Censoredbyjack.com. Everybody share that. Censoredbyjack.com. Censoredbyjack.com. Okay, we're going to go to your calls. Joe in Wisconsin, going for total UN control. Absolutely. Give us your take on, we wake up and the UN's here. The UN tells us about our police, our military, our government, the COVID response. We can only say online what the UN says we're allowed to. Isn't that nice? Joe.
Hey, Alex. I have three things that we can all agree on. Governor Evers is doing nothing for a purpose. Defund the police just got a bump, albeit wrong. And these rioters are acting like insurrectionists with deep pocket funding. No stretch of the imagination that George Soros is funding the Brick Brigade. Have you seen how well-equipped these people are? Gas masks, umbrellas?
Well, sir, I got all the documents 3 years ago where Alexander Soros is in command, though. And they tell him how to do it. It's all, I mean, if I had a plan like this, the FBI would have arrested me years ago. I don't want to do this. But, I mean, they're just allowed to because they're part of the internal power structure.
Well, have you asked why the Democrats don't want any federal troops from Trump? The big enchilada is, since the cops are racist and unable to quell the unrest, send and in the United Nations peacekeepers. They have zero loyalty to our government and our country. And what happens next? You've had reports about foreign national troops on our bases. Why is that? I'll let you finish that story.
You know, I said this again 6 months ago. Remember the Henry Kissinger quote from Evian France Bilderberg Group? He confirmed was his speech. He said, today the Americans would rebel if we brought in UN troops to L.A. That was right after the L.A. riots. He said, but they will, there is the plan. Today Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will pledge with world leaders and plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by world government. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Group, May 21st, 1991, Evian, France. So the reason I bring that up is COVID-19, race riots, all of it. This is all orchestrated. Great point. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to be calling my senator, Ron Johnson, and I'm going to be asking him specifically if he can sneak in legislation against insurrection specifically that we are not going to capitulate and have UN troops come in and have like a dead man switch in there like anybody.
Well, I tell you, it's really the Defense Authorization Act, because you're right. Strong Cities, Loretta Lynch, when they were there 4 years ago, 5 years ago, in the UN saying, we're going to do this, they were having orgasm. They were like in ecstasy talking about the UN taking control of the police departments. I mean, this is 7277. I mean, it's memorandum 7277. God bless you, sir. Allie?
Yeah, I just think that we're really at a precipice. I can't overstate it. There's never been a civilization in which people with a fiduciary duty and an independent duty, these are our district attorneys or our prosecutors, were funded in a partisan way like George Soros is doing with these district attorneys. We are going to have no-go zones in the United States, and it's not going to be because of religion. It's going to be because of partisan violence.
That's right. And Hungary and Romania and Poland and Russia are defending themselves when they ban Soros groups that ultimately are on record trying to overthrow their country and take their people's freedoms.
Yeah.
George Soros is a terrorist. Even Town Hall is now calling for his arrest. I mean, he is a terrorist.
He's
this rat-like son right there.
They're really
look how evil the son is. My good, look at that little rat.
They're pretty bad.
And look at the hate in these people's eyes, man. They're so entitled.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Satan? You lose.
And you know,
he gave another interview in the mid-80s where he said, I believe I'm the Messiah, but they tell me not to say that or they might lock me up.
Did he?
The Messiah, yeah. Soros believes he's the Messiah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, look, this is what I tell people in the middle. Why aren't they giving out stocks and bonds and lands to black people? What about black equity to get people to buy in?
No, I agree. I'm all for incentives. Like, how about no taxes if you develop a business
right.
for a while? That's a real reparation right. for everybody. I want that, too.
But why doesn't Soros give his money to encourage minorities and other
people? Oh, no. He wants them under control exactly. to literally sterilize them.
Right. He gets young, rowdy people to commit violence in the streets, and he's been doing it for decades, and that's all he's doing. So he doesn't care about black people. He doesn't care about gay people.
He wants to kill them. He wants to. I mean, let me tell you. I noticed the satanic rituals, the obsessions with the elites. It's not just that it's easier for them to get black kids. They really like killing black kids. I don't
eugenics.
Know what
eugenics.
Yeah,
you know, it's eugenics, and I think that they want to. You know, when you're a quality of lifer and you need to depopulate the world and you prioritize it, you know, black people aren't high up on that list.
I just think because a lot of it's third world, they're able to cover it up easier.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I think because blacks have been on the menu so long that I guess it's just kind of like what's served in the satanic restaurants. I'm not trying to be gross here, folks. I'm dead serious. When you study like Haiti and the Clintons and all this, I mean, and when they have choices, when you read and they get caught, they like want black kids on the
menu. It's uncanny, but it's also the U.S. government. You know, in St. Louis, there was a project where they were spraying chemical poison on the black population and the black part of town in St. Louis. They were chemically castrating black prisoners in North Carolina.
Tuskegee.
Yeah, so this is something that central planners do. That's what I call them, central planners. But, you know,
I know what it is. They use systemic real racism that was there before in certain groups to go, right. Oh, don't worry, it's only the blacks we're doing it to.
Right.
They just did it to the blacks, not because they want to get everybody. It was because right. that was the group they could get away with.
Bingo. Couldn't have said it better.
People make me sick, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and again, they want everybody.
Yeah.
That's the trick, is they want everybody sick and it's evil. Chris in Missouri, you're on the air with Allie Alexander. Go ahead.
Hey, Allie, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So what I wanted to talk about is a couple things. One, you guys are spot on. You're talking about, like, well, I think we just need to address the mark of the beast as the, like, most pressing thing. So I think what Trump has to do, because I think what he's trying to do, he's trying to win the election. He's kind of playing it, like, soft, though. He's trying to, like, appease everybody instead of going all in. And I think by going all in, there'll be some risk, but I think he'll actually win in more of a landslide. Cause
well, here's the deal. If he's faced by them trying to have secession and not concede the election as a policy, then he has to get radical because they're radical. In fact, I'll go back to you, Chris. But Alan, that's a question I asked earlier that you never had a chance to answer.
Yeah.
From your political angles and views in. They are now officially saying they're going to contest. They know they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They looked at the map. What does Trump do to counter that? I guess he just calls them out, or
we're screwed. I mean, and when I say we, I don't mean the Republicans or conservatives. I mean we as an American people who are bound by a social contract called the United States Constitution. They went after the flag. They went after the anthem. They went after the
pledge. Now they're marching saying F Jesus.
Yeah, and it's they've closed the churches. So it's November is going to be really scary, I think, for a lot of us who have studied history, because they're just not, you know, Hillary Clinton said, do not concede no matter what. And that's her big regret.
And I've got 10 times the anxiety I've ever had. And my anxiety's always dead on. I mean, it's beyond now.
We're here. And I remember 2008 when Barack Obama swept the map. Remember, we had a Republican senator, Norm Coleman, and he was running against Al Franken. And Norm Coleman, accidentally or whatever, conceded. And that was the first time we were like, why are you conceding? They're finding random ballots. And then Al Franken only won because they found ballots in the trunk of a car. They stole that Senate seat. And remember, then they put Ted Stevens in Alaska under investigation so that he lost his seat. And so, you know, this has been a coup since 2008. It's been going on.
Absolutely. They've been taking over the country since then.
Yep.
With the prosecutors and everybody. And now America kind of woke up while the gremlins are eating us.
Yeah. And it's so, you know, like I said, this is going to be going through several federal courts. They prototyped it with Stacey Abrams in Georgia in 2018 when a federal judge says you can keep voting past election day. So imagine where half the country could just keep voting.
Yeah, so the strategy is throw it into doubt, flood the 80 million ballots to cattywampus it,
yeah,
and gum it up. Closing comment, Chris.
Even before the election, because Trump doesn't have a guarantee that he's going to get reelected, and I think he'll be able to get a lot of things done, like big tech censorship once he does get elected. I think before that, he's got to open up the economy. If it takes the National Guard going in to just make sure that everybody can, like, just practice, like, free market. Before then, I think we also got to be smart about the vaccine, because I don't necessarily think the first one's going to be the mark of the beast, the 666 one.
Oh, no, I agree. They're going to get us to set the precedent to take the vaccine.
The legal precedent.
Then the big stuff comes.
Yeah.
Damn good call. Thank you so much, Chris. A few more calls straight ahead. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I'm Alex Jones. Allie Alexander is going to be co-hosting with Owen Schroyer in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. You've got 68 days left. Still time to defeat the globalists.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.